Some said that our heart is most eased when that we be flattered and pleased. He goes full nigh the sooth, I will not lie. A man shall win us best with flattery, and with attendance and with busyness be we elimed both more and less. And some say that we loven best for to be free, and do right as us lest, and that no man reprove us of our vice, but say that we be wise and nothing nice. For truly there is none of us all, if any wight will claw us on the gall, that we nill kick for that he says us sooth, assay, and he shall find it that so doth. For be we never so vicious within, we will be holden wise and clean of sin. And some say that great delight have we, for to be holden stable and eke secree, and in one purpose steadfastly to dwell, and not bewrayen things that men us tell. But that tale is not worth a rake of steel. Pardy, we women can nothing heal. Witness on Midas, will you hear the tale? Ovid, amongst other things small, said Midas had under his long hairs, growing upon his head, two ass's ears, for which vice he hid as he best might, full subtly from every man's sight, that, save his wife, there wist of it no more. He loved her most, and trusted her also. He prayed her that to no creature she should not tell him of his disfigure. She swore him, nay, for all this world to win, she would not do that villainy nor sin to make her husband have so foul a name. She would not tell it for her own shame, but natheless her thought that she died, that she so long should a counsel hide, her thought it swelled so sore about her heart, that needly some word her must astart. And since she durst not tell it to no man, down to a marsh fast by she ran. Till she came there, her heart was afire, and as a bittern bumbleth in the mire, she laid her mouth unto the water down. "Bewray me not, thou water, with thy sound," quod she, "to thee I tell it, and no more. Mine husband has long ass's ears too. Now is mine heart all whole, now it is out. I might no longer keep it out of doubt." Here may you see, though we a time abide, yet out it must, we can no counsel hide. The remnant of the tale, if you will hear, read Ovid, and there you may it leer.